Marie-Joseph called Angélique, born 1700 at Madeira, died June 21, 1734 in Old Montreal, today's Quebec, Canada. Angélique was born into slavery, and her owner took her to New England. He sold her to a French businessman, François Poulain de Francheville. After his death, his wife, Thérèse de Cognac, inherited her. She became a house servant and met the indentured laborer, Claude Thibault. They escaped, but after 2 weeks were found and brought back. Claude were put to jail, and Angélique was handed over to Madame de Grangeville. Angélique tried to escape more times and was never willing to follow Madame's order. Madame planned to sell her. On April 10, 1734, a house in the same street of Madame Francheville's house caught fire and burned almost the whole street. 45 houses were destroyed. They needed a culprit and accused Angélique and arrested her. At that time, the French law had something like according to public opinion, which could influence a trial. The following weeks, a great number of witnesses were interviewed. Nobody had seen Angélique setting the fire, but everybody thought she was guilty. Finally, the court believed a 5-year-old claimed to have seen Angélique carrying burning wood. Angélique was brought to Quebec, tortured for a confession and to name her partners in crime. She confessed under torture, but didn't name anybody. She was hanged June 21st. A number of different historians investigated her case. No one proved her guilt. In Quebec, she's known. Her story is immortalized in literature and film, and in public space, it's named after her.